Bible here for a few moments, please. Oh, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father. And we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending on the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. Amen. To our preaching brethren and to all of God's children, it's just good to be here. It's just good to be here. It's just good to be alive. And not only being alive, but the most thing, saved. Death don't bother me. I love the one who don't conquer death. That's what you call being saved. Being saved. I gave my life to Jesus, and he done saved me. I'm saved from hell. I don't have to go to hell when I die. I know I'm going to die. All of us going to die. But where you're going when you leave here, after you die. So Jesus come and took my place. Took my place. I'm just glad to be back in a sense. To be back. I'm glad to be back. That's quite. Quite natural, been here 40 years. You know I miss you, but just like you work on your job 50 years and 60 years, you retire, ain't that right? You see, but the only thing, but you leave the folks thus at their place where you worked. But this Jesus, you can take him everywhere you go. I still got Jesus now. You got Jesus. I haven't left my Jesus. He with me. Promised never to leave me. But all of us come to a time of stopping for what we used to do. But you still got the same Jesus. You got, as long as you stay with Jesus, New Bethlehem, you'll make it. God knows you will. If you come up and find another Jesus, you're going to fall. Can't nobody stop you if you got Jesus on your side. I promise you. I don't care how the devil may raise his head up, but when he see Jesus, he got to bow. The bowels, every knee got the bow, but every tongue shall confess at the name Jesus. May God bless y'all. May God keep you. May God bless you. Dr. McLean called me. Can I say it like that? And told me to come and preach. Somebody else done called me too, and somebody else, but you know, I said, well, I retired pastoring, but not preaching. As long as I'm able to preach, I'm going to preach now. I'm not going to get in nobody's way now. I ain't running for nothing. ain't running for no church. I'd be stupid to do that. Don't want no church. I just left one of the best churches on this earth. Somebody called me and said, man, no, I'm not looking for no church. God knows I'm not lying. I'm not looking nowhere to pastor. I just left the best church in the world. So long as I'm able, I'm about to get happy. As long as I'm able to lift up his name, I'm going to do that. If I got to go and preach to the birds,
All right.
I'm going to do that. But pastoring is different. Different. I don't mean a bit of harm. When you pastor Negroes 40 years and get by with it, you good. Clear your mind. Everybody coming to you. I didn't turn down nobody. If you need me, I was there. To help your mind. I love Jesus. Long as you stick with Jesus, God knows you'll make it. You'll make it. I'm just going to say a few words, and I don't preach long. You know that.
Yes, sir.
I just preach till I get through. That's all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just look at Philippians 2, if you will. 9 through the 11 verse. Philippians 2, 9 through the 11 verse. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, referring to Jesus, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name Jesus every knee should bow. If you got any sense, you ought to what? But things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to give glory to God the Father. God Almighty. Many peoples, God Almighty, many peoples miss what this is saying. 9 through 11. All it is saying, bow now or bow later. Every knee. When God created man, he gave him some knees. And every knee got to bow. Bow now on this side of life, or bow later wherever you're going. But you what got to what? Folks in hell got to do what? Folks in the lake of fire got to do what? Everybody got to what? Bow. You got good sense, you'll bow when? At the name. My thought just for a few moments. Again, I don't preach alone. just the name Jesus. I get happy just even thinking about it. Y'all. Just the name. You don't need no reference for nobody else. Just the name. Jesus. That's all you need. It's all everybody needs. Just the name. My brothers and sisters, just the name Jesus is all you need in this life, in the life to come. Why? Because he is what? Life. He is life. This is what we call real preacher calling. Real preacher calling. To talk about. Get that straight now. I said real. If a preacher does not talk about Jesus, you got a false preacher. I don't care how he jumped benches, and I don't care how he turned the flip. If he refused to talk about Jesus, you don't pick yourself up a devil.
All right.
Oh, my. When a preacher been called by God, I said, really called and anointed by God, he going to talk about Jesus. If he got the wrong, he going to talk about Jesus. I don't care how one turn the flip. Do the huckabuck. Don't mean no harm. Whatever. If he failed, I get happy just thinking about the name. If he failed to bring up the name Jesus, I don't care how folks shout. If he failed to bring up the name Jesus, you got yourself a devil. The devil practices how to get next to God, folks. I say he practices that. But a real preacher gonna tell you about Jesus if he got the room. He can't help himself.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Something about Jesus on the inside. You can't help yourself. To bring up the name Jesus. Thank God for Abraham. Thank God for Moses. Thank God for Elijah. Thank God for all of those old prophets. But my brothers and sisters, the name Jesus, what measure the love of God. Nobody pleased God like Jesus. Nobody. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. Mary come here different from anybody else. Mary's son did come here different from anybody else. Everybody else came away that through a man on the earth. But Jesus came a different way, like he was put in the womb from heaven. God Almighty. And then no man have nothing to do with it. That's strange. You don't get pregnant without having a man to meet you somewhere. If you pregnant with a body, somebody done had you. Jesus came here without a man. Mary didn't have no man but Jesus.
But God, the seed but put in there, it knock us off our feet. The name. And God had exalted that one name above every name. And my brothers and sisters, and when you look at it, the name of Jesus, what measure the love of God. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody. Try it sometime. I ain't gonna hold you long. I ain't preaching a long time. This ain't gonna hold you long. Nobody like Jesus. Try sometime. The dog recognizes it. Try sometime. Cats recognize it. Anybody got good sense ought to recognize it. But if you ain't got no weapon, I dare you, God Almighty, and somebody coming at you, just holler Jesus and mean business, see what'll happen. I say, I dare you to do it. Everything got to recognize the name Jesus. Why, Reverend Walker? I just told you.
Yes, sir.
It have this one name have been exalted above every name.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And at the name, every knee got to what?
Bow.
And every tongue got to do what?
Amen.
Oh, I'll never forget years ago.
Yes,
God Almighty. I was working at the furniture store.
Yes,
and going to the door with some furniture.
Uh-huh.
Right. Dog came at me.
Yeah.
I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He got his tail and put it up on his leg and went under. It's something about that name. I said, something about that name. I know it may sound funny. I dare you to try. We read it, but you got to see what you read. It been what? Above. Say it again. And that name,
yes.
Every what? If your husband coming at you,
right.
I know it sounds funny, but if your husband coming at you, finna beat you,
yeah.
I dare you to holler Jesus.
Yeah.
Try and see, women.
All right.
If you got them fighting husbands, I ain't joking, boy. Just the name Jesus is measure the love of God. And my brothers and sisters, it's something about the name Jesus that we won't never fully understand ourselves on this side of life. He is a strange God. The only God who live within nothing. And everything got to obey him. And still be God. He said, if I was hungry, God Almighty, I wouldn't tell you. He God alone. He doesn't need nothing and nobody. He's a strange God, the only God who live outside of nothing and everything in him. Boy, that blow your mind. He still be God. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you nothing. He God alone. And my brothers and sisters, I have found out in these 40 years of pastoring, regardless of how rich you may be, you're going to need Jesus. How healthy you may be, you're going to need Jesus. how popular you may be, you gonna need Jesus. How famous you may be, you gonna need Jesus. How educated you may be, you gonna need Jesus. How ignorant you may be, you gonna need Jesus. How poor you may be, you gonna need Jesus. How good you may be, you gonna need Jesus. How lovely you may be, you gonna need Jesus. I have found out. In the last and evil days, we will need Jesus before Jesus will need us. Let me say it like this. He God alone. I ain't joking with you. He God alone and need nothing or nobody. And my brothers and sisters, everything that God created have ears to hear. Everything obey God but man in the devil. Everything. Everything I said obey God but man in the devil. Sin is loose for a season with mankind. He told the wind to be still. No problem. He told his son to stand still. No problem. Told life to obey him. No problem. Told death to obey him. No problem. Told sickness to obey him. No problem. He told the whole earth to obey him. No problem. He told hell to obey him. No problem. All the animals obey him. No problem. Jesus is the all in all and authority of all in all. Obey him now or obey him later, but you got to obey God. Lord Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, he said before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is the whole world's salvation. Abraham, thank God for him. But Abraham can go so far. But God got all power in his hand. Everything belongs to God. And my brother and sister, just the name is all a man needs. If you ain't got nothing else, I dare you to stick with the name of Jesus. Let me stay right there a minute. It's something that disturbed man. He wants to do things without anybody knowing it. He loved to work undercover. Because the devil got him working under the cover. But when you've been born again, when you done met Jesus Christ, you don't have to work undercover. God doesn't work under the cover. He don't teach his folk to work under the cover. God can do anything, but he just can't fail.
That's right.
And what's wrong with the world today? They are ashamed of him. Everybody looking at me don't really love Jesus. I'm being a bit of harm now. I'm just being honest with you. Everybody go to church don't really love Jesus. The devil be in church every Sunday. Y'all didn't know that? They come a lot of time to criticize. When they see one Christian mess up, the first thing, give them another excuse. That's all that we know, we go there. All that kind of mess. See, you was a sinner when you got here. When you came out your mother womb, when I came out my mother womb, I was on my way to hell. But thank God for Jesus. I said, thank God for Jesus. I don't see how folk can live without Jesus. God Almighty. All that you need is in the name. Ain't that right? God Almighty. Just the name Jesus is all you need. The king needs Jesus. You see, If you need some joy, it's in Jesus. The peace of life is in Jesus. The love of life is in Jesus. The good of life is in Jesus. The truth of life is in Jesus. The bread of life is in Jesus. The water of life is in Jesus. The doctor of life is in Jesus. The lawyer of life is in Jesus. The healing of life is in Jesus. The boast of life is in Jesus. The beginning of life is in Jesus. The ending of life is in Jesus. It's all about nobody but Jesus. If you are a real church of God, I dare you to stick with Jesus. I dare you. You can't lose. He don't prove you can't lose. He don't prove that you can kill me and put me in the ground. I still can get up when I feel like it. That's one thing about Jesus. Take your time, walk. Okay. That's one thing. Watch this. That's one thing about Jesus. Look at your neighbor. Say, there's one thing about Jesus. You can't keep him. Repeat after me. You can't keep him.
You can't keep him.
Dead.
Dead.
You can put dirt on him. You can't keep him dead. Death looked at him. God Almighty. When death looked at him, death said, I can't do it. Some of us ain't got death sense. When death looked at Jesus, he saw all power. He said, I can't do it. Jesus said, death, go on. I'm giving you permission. Death feel God. We got some Negroes don't even feel God. He wake you up in the morning. He watch over you all day long. When that joker want to kill you, he protect you. He feed you when you're hungry. He's a doctor in a sick room, and you don't want to say nothing about Jesus. Everything recognize Jesus but us.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Oh, true. Yes, sir.
It's something about the name. Yeah, they didn't call you crazy. That reason Paul said I'm a fool.
All right.
Paul not the only fool.
Yes, sir.
I learned to be a fool for Christ. If Christ can be your fool, look like you ought to be his fool. Look what he done for you. He took your place. We supposed to be in hell.
Yes, sir.
But Jesus took our place. Death got happy.
Yes, sir.
Heart of mine. When they put Jesus in the ground. I said, death got happy. Death don't know everything.
No, no.
Death think he the end.
Yeah.
But God is the end.
All right.
The Bible said he the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Well, that's all of it. If he the first and the last and the beginning and the ending, that's all power. Don't nobody understand that but God. In the name, well, I get happy about the name, though. It's something about the name Jesus that man will never fully understand. Let me say this, preacher. God Almighty. When God has something to do with you, When God anoints you,
yeah.
God Almighty,
yeah.
When God has something to do with you,
yeah.
The devil got to get permission to mess with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we got to understand.
Yeah.
I don't find out you can't keep yourself. I don't care who you got God right with you. But if you got Jesus,
yeah.
The devil recognize that.
Yeah.
He wants to kill you, but he can't touch you.
Yeah.
If he touch you, he got to get what?
Permission.
All right. All right. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
The devil can do what he wants to do. You think we'll be in this church now? No, he can't do what he wants to do.
Amen.
We give the devil too much of credit.
Yes,
amen.
Listen at this. The devil, listen at this now. He don't like it, but listen. The devil can't do no more than God allow him to do. If the devil can do what he wants to do, you believe you got up this morning? Hmm? The devil come to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus come to here to do one thing. I come that they may have and have it more abundantly. That's the difference. And the one come to do the more is Jesus, because he got all power in his hand. God Almighty. That's the reason you ought to use the name. Some of us right now looking at me, get around certain folk, we're ashamed to bring up his name. Get the hospital, and then you get holy then. That's a strange thing about folks. Strange thing. When you're looking around, getting around and looking pretty and looking handsome and everything else, you know, you forget about Jesus. Get up in the morning, God watched over you all night long. And jump up, eat your breakfast and go on and take your little exercise and go on and work, and then never think about Jesus till you break your leg. Jesus got all power. Jesus know us before he brought you in the world. Watch this now. Watch this. God Almighty. And wait a minute. Watch this. Watch this. And watch folks. Church folks too. You talk about Jesus all the time. The first thing they'll say, he just he don't take all that. That's what you'll say. I've been preaching long enough to know this. And it just don't take all of that. Take all that. God understand. But look what he told you what to do. He said, you are my witnesses. You are my witnesses. And I'm using you in my son's stead.
Yeah.
Folks down there catching hell.
Yeah.
I need somebody who bold enough to face the devil.
Yeah.
To go down there and get them souls who want to come out of hell. Who catching hell, and some of us are afraid and ashamed. But I find out being a preacher, pastor for 40 years, I find out we got more shame, folks, than ever in church. I'm trying to get around certain folks, certain crowd. You ought to shine for Jesus everywhere you go. Since I've been a preacher, pastor, I find out we can find what we want to Jesus that we can get and get around certain folks and put them in our back pocket. In time you go down the road and have a car accident and about to get killed, you want to pull Jesus out. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Act like Jesus got Alzheimer's or something.
That's right. That's right.
You ought not to be ashamed of Jesus, know where you go. Look at him hanging on the cross. Almost butt naked. Look at him. Dying for you, dying for me. He wasn't ashamed to stay there. He didn't have to die like that, but he had to die like trash. I said he had to die like trash. We were nothing but what? On our way to the dump.
That's right.
Well,
to heaven, that's all a sinner is.
That's it?
Yeah. I said, to heaven, that's all a sinner is. Yeah. Is dump. Jesus went to hell for dump folks.
Yes, sir.
Trash.
Yeah.
I said, trash.
Yes,
heaven look at a sinner as what? Trash. He didn't die for no saints. He died for sinners. On that way to hell. And so many of us, we get a little big up in style and everything and want to be ashamed of Jesus. When the doctor walk away from your bedside, oh, Lord. And fool folk got the Bible on the table and you don't even read it. And God don't have Alzheimer's. Y'all call his name everywhere you go. Y'all not to be ashamed of Jesus. Most church folks right now ashamed of Jesus until hell break her loose and want to wake Jesus up like he got Alzheimer's. Sometimes God, he said, those I love, I what? I chase them. Sometimes you'll been around doing everything but right. But he still said, I chase my children. He let hell break her loose. Somebody been looking for you. Let me say it like this. Y'all please. Gabriel can't find you. Eli can't find you. Ray Charles can't find you. But God let hell break her loose. Can't nobody find you. When hell break her loose. Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
You know my heart.
Yes, sir.
The Lord said, oh, that's where you are. I've been looking for you a long time. God can find you. He knows where you are. Those I love, I'm going to chase them.
Yes,
sir. Well,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir.
Something about the name.
Uh-huh.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
Don't be ashamed to use it.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Who do you think got me jumping up here? Nobody but Jesus.
Yes.
Nobody but Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm not a baby. Nobody but Jesus.
Yes. Preach, Reverend.
And I'm going to be ashamed of Jesus.
Well,
looking at these Negroes.
Yes.
White folk, black folk, brown. I know what he
God,
done for me.
Yeah.
I know what he done for me.
Yeah.
I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hell.
Yeah.
I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm not boasting. I'm preaching.
Yeah.
I'm saved.
Yeah.
Watch this. Y'all sit down. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this below you. God got the best thing out the reach of money.
That's right.
I said, God has the best thing of life. Out the reach of money can buy something, but money doesn't buy the best thing of life is out the reach of watch this. Watch this. Oh,
yeah,
watch this.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me know when time stops. Let me know. No. What money can buy?
All right.
You'll give up every dime you got for your life. every dime. Every dime you got, the doctor walk away from your bedside and shake his head.
That's right.
So, no more hope.
Yeah.
They stop giving you medicine.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more hope.
Yeah.
But if you can pay for it,
yeah.
If you just can pay for it, give it to the doctor. He gets you well.
Yeah.
You'll never forget him.
Yeah.
All right. That's right.
But here Jesus,
yeah,
keeping my soul from going to hell,
yeah,
forever and ever.
Yeah.
He owns everything belongs to me.
Yeah.
I don't own nothing. Everything belongs to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be ashamed of Jesus,
no,
who went to hell for me,
yeah,
to keep me from going.
Yeah.
I heard hell is a mess.
Yeah.
I said, I heard that hell was a mess.
Yeah.
I heard that hell was a mess.
Yeah.
I heard that hell was a mess.
Yeah.
I'm finna close. Let me know when to stop. You know, Mr. Watch the folks right now. I'm finna close now. In hell. They ain't on playing cards in hell.
Come on,
ain't no rock and roll show going on in hell.
No,
not according to this word here.
No,
sir. Uh-uh. Ain't no air conditions in hell. Ain't no buddy down in hell. Everybody in hell is burning. It's hot. According to the Bible.
Uh-huh.
I'm preaching now. It's according to the Bible. Hell is a mess. Can't but one somebody go to hell and come back when he feel like it.
All right.
Yeah.
Look what Jesus done for us. Look what Jesus done for you. Lead us off and look at me. You, me. He can go down in here or don't have to go. Hell got to obey him.
All right.
God Almighty. Jesus love us so. God Almighty. I said, Jesus love us so. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus
love you
so. Until he done so.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. He went to hell. God Almighty. And conquered death. Conquered the grave. He stayed there. I don't know why he stayed there 3 days and three nights. That's his business. But the Bible says he stayed there 3 days and three nights. God Almighty. The devil jumping up and down. Thought that he had Jesus. The devil doesn't know all about God. God in a class by himself. If he had knew that, he would not done what he's doing. When God went to hell for you and me, he thought about you and me. He died. He literally died. In other words, he stopped breathing. When Joe funeral home gets you, you stop breathing. There's a more funeral homes too. I'm going to name that too. Never. You don't stop breathing. If Joe picked you up, you have stopped Freeman. Jesus, I'm happy boy. Jesus, the Bible said, hung his head and he had stopped. God Almighty. They took him down. The Pharisee got happy. He was dead. Literally dead. He wasn't breathing. Put him in a tomb. It was Barbara. He had no money. Not all power. It don't have enough money to bury him. Somebody said, let him a cast. Let's let him a grave. God of mine. Because he ain't going to need it all the time. Y'all please let me say it. When the angel said, just let him use it for 3 days. Somebody else can use it after that, but just let him use it for 3 days and 3 nights. They got Jesus. Hold him. And put him in a borrowed tomb. Didn't have enough of money to buy no tomb. He stayed there. The body did. Stayed there. 3 days. And 3 nights. But early. But early. Sunday morning. I said early. Didn't know what time it was. It might have been 4 o'clock. It might have been 5 o'clock a.m. It might have been 6 o'clock a.m. But the Bible said early Sunday morning. That's the very reason we have church on Sunday. Because Jesus, Mary, baby, Jesus, the bright in the morning star, Jesus, my way out of no way. Jesus got up early Sunday morning with all power, black power, white power, green power, all power in his hand. He is alive. He is alive. I don't know about you, but he is alive. He's alive. I talked to him last night. He watched over me all night long. Early this morning, I called him again. He still was alive. He is alive. He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. Is that the name? The name? I'm finna stop, y'all. It's just the name. The name. Jesus. You can call him in the morning. You can call him in a midnight hour. All you have to do is just call his name. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, hey, Jesus, ain't he all right, ain't he all right, ain't he all right, hey, yeah. It's just the name. You may be seated. It's just the name. me, just the name. The doors of the church is open. Will there be one? You may come now. I'm talking about you. That stranger. How you lose my soul from sin. And it fades. He turned the night into day. The day he was. The master to you.